this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute and just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all cute, and some b-ball outside of the school when a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase to send me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it. First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel-Air living like? This might be alright." Oh wait, I hear the prissy bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place that they can send this cool cat? I don't think so. I'll see when I get there. I hope it's prepared for the Prince of Bel-Air. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate was fresh and it is nice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it. Yo, home to Bel-Air! I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air. Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.